Ew!
Church drama.
Or a horror movie. The bells fade. Oh, beg your pardon.
No, the words
sing around that Antonio was good.
I will wash your toes. Toes full of scratch and paper bags and plastic hearts and candy. Parts of my dreams away from your heart. Hold me in your fashionable candy box. I want to eat a pickle now. A tasty pickle now with your lipstick on the jar. You are a pickle juice drinker in my life. I love you with my heart. Break it down for me now. It says, quite a lovely song to a lovely girl. For the big finale, I wish you good luck.
Thank you. That was a good time back in the day. Back when we used to be on that TV show.
It's the House of Cuckoos radio show.
It's the House of Cuckoos radio show.
The House of Cuckoos.
Hopefully you're there and the music hasn't put you away.
Let the music play. No. No, we're back. We are here on this lovely morning in Cleveland, Ohio. How's everyone doing? You got your coffee? Maybe it's a different time where you're at. So you have your beer, your wine, your bourbon, your socks.
Your puffins.
Puffins. HR puffin stuff. You know.
That's right. All the puffin' stuff you can imagine that puts your head into the House of Cuckoos radio show. Brought to you by Ass Wax Products Incorporated. Have you had your ass waxed lately? Ass Wax. Look for it online, but don't ask for it by name.
Ass Wax. By Ass Wax. There
we are. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Yes, we'll be broadcasting live absurdity to you from the mouths of things that we never thought we should say, and we're going to let
the mouth
out
of morons. That's us. We were in a war. We were right there with the Avengers fighting Thanos, but we made the cut.
Obviously.
We're here.
Yes, so but that doesn't mean that we get hired on as Avengers.
No.
I thought it did, and Disney was going to start paying us.
But they said, get the fuck off our property.
We don't want the super cuckoos. The cuckoo twins. Maybe we could be that, the cuckoo
twins. Cuckoo twin powers activate! Form of a bong!
What's this going to do? Chill us out.
Chill out, motherfucker.
That always stops the bad guy.
Anytime a bad guy sees a fully packed bong, they're like, oh, dude, could I hit that? Boom. That's all it takes, man. If Batman had a special gadget on his belt that was like the bat bong.
Right.
See, you gotta get the bat bomb going. Here comes the Joker. He's acting all maniacal and laughing in your face. What do? But you pull out the bat bong and you pack it, you hand it, and you say, hey.
You pull it out. Dr. Antonio is drowning in his own spit. That's how professional we are here.
That's a fresh bat bong. And then the Joker's all calm once again. He's like, oh, dude, I didn't mean to get all crazy and psychotic on you, man. You want to play a game of cards? Sorry, the deck is just only 52 Jokers, but we could, like, play Joker's Joker.
Does the Joker really play cards, like, politely? Would he come over on a quiet night and play Pinochle or something?
No, because, you know, he kills when he's upset, and he also kills when he's happy. So, it'd be a bad thing. You wouldn't want that now, would you? You wouldn't want a razor-sharp Joker card flung at your face and embedded into your brain, would you? Well, I sure in the shit wouldn't.
I could get a t-shirt then saying the Joker decked me. Yes, Joker jokes.
The clever, the Joker joke. And it's going to upset him. He's going to come and blow up the House of Cuckoos. Maybe he'll join the House of Cuckoos because, like, the name. Maybe he'll hate us because we're not cuckoo enough for him.
The Joker himself you're talking about?
Yes. Maybe we're not cuckoo enough for the Joker. Maybe we need to be a little bit more cuckoo. Maybe we need to be a little bit more crazy. And maybe Joker will show up and Harley Quinn. But they don't get along anymore since she's been done with him. She's been seeing Poison Ivy, Harley Quinn.
In real comic book life?
Yes, in real comic book life. They've been an item for a few years now. And she says the next time she sees the Joker, she's going to fucking kill him. So yeah, that whole Joker...
Oh, wow.
It's the House of Cuckoos Radio Show.
Hello, do you have my boots?
Hotel service, yes, we have your boots.
Awesome, awesome, great. I've been looking for them all night, all morning. Could you just bring them up to room 213?
Somebody just stole them again.
Oh, God damn it.
It's that good tinfoil.
What? You lied to me. You made me think somebody had my boots to give them back.
Those tinfoil boots you have, you know.
Now I gotta wear plastic bags on my feet to put those slippers on to walk outside.
So you're just going to kind of look like the drug addicts that hang around the motel?
Yeah, basically. But the cat's here sleeping nice and sound. Now I'm over here like, what in my boot?
Whoops.
What in the Bootsy Collins is going on here?
That's right, baby.
All right. We're going to jam. All right. Let's do it. Pump it up, yeah.
Pump it up for all the live listeners. Thank you for tuning into the show. You're out there. You're tuning in. You're coming into us later. You've come into us before we've even broadcast. That could be possible. Anything's possible in the way this world's running this past week and
how
the past
is it running?
Month and past year. What?
Is it running backwards?
We're moving. We're floating, I think.
We're floating forward?
We were.
I don't know what I'm doing. I've lost myself. Ooh, I don't want anybody's... Pants.
When I think about you, I think of ants.
I shit myself. Whoa. Yeah. Shit myself. Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if that's appropriate.
I don't know. I don't want anybody to change my diaper.
Not
when I
today.
Do it, I shit myself. Hey, so did you try the little Christmas nugget?
Christmas nugget?
The Christmas nugget in the pouch of delights that were received the day before?
Is this a prophecy?
Oh, I'm speaking in code. The other day,
yes.
Before I left, did you try the Christmas nug?
I believe yes. If they looked Christmassy, then yes.
It was just one big nug.
It said ho 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 when you picked it up.
It had a slight gingery aftertaste.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was tasty.
I noticed the natural flavoring. Perhaps that is the same as you mean. I will reflect on that taste again.
Yeah, it's not ketchup flavored candy cane or anything like that. But hey, nothing wrong with something with a ginger taste to it, huh?
Gingerly eat it, or Marianne? I don't know, Marianne or Ginger.
Marianne, and Ginger too.
Professor Anne Marianne. Wait a minute. You're confusing me.
Professor Anne Marianne! Here on Hooligan's Isle.
With the farmer in the dell, who knows him?
Farmer in the dell, he's going to hell in a handbasket.
So, edging on our around the politics here. Did you have? Yeah, I gave you a picture of this. I think they made.
Oh, I saw the picture. Yeah,
Donald
yeah.
Trump's face using more than 2,000 dildos. I saw this in the Cleveland Scene. I think. Too.
And if you squint your eyes, it actually looks like perfect. Yeah.
The artist came across a cache of more than 2,000 metal dildos, and he hadn't quite yet hit the right idea for how to use them, he said.
And they hit them.
So they're solid copper and decades old.
They're solid copper?
And someone had offered them up, so he took them. He doesn't say who. They are vintage molds, is his quote. Positives of the molding process for creating dongs.
He got that from Melania, I think.
I envisioned these were on an assembly line dipped into a mold and then removed, and other materials were cast to make solid dongs. This is all his quoting the artist. Straight from a dildo manufacturing process. There are so many different ones. They were dusty and some gnarly looking. They range from outrageous veiny bastards to decorative decorate ones. Sam, there's a couple butt plugs in the picture too.
Outrageously zany ones? Veiny ones. I'm sorry, veiny ones. Wow.
Took some effort to create the right shadow. It says here, with the effects of consideration of each dong length, density, and shape, and hours on a catwalk so he wouldn't knock them over. So he really propped them up. So he's trying to figure out how to fasten them to create panels to take it as an installation around, you know, public.
Wow.
So he doesn't know if Trump supporters will like it or hate it. He's like, maybe someone will look at it and think, you know, this guy's a dick, or I'm, you know, the other side of it.
He's a dick.
He's
plain and simple.
I play so unorthodox. I have to replace the strings every 2 minutes.
It's part of the sound.
Well, crack your back and call it smack. Want to get down and get it around while I'm dancing?
See your true colors shining through.
I'll see your true colors. That's why I hate you. You don't make me stop. Let it go. Your true colors are shining through.
We can make this the special AM episode. Like, you know, that classic goofy feeling. That is always great.
That'd be a laid out show if we did the entire show.
Get ready first for you. We have calls on. Hey, how you doing? Here we're live on the radio. Hey, how are you? Day.
Check. 1 2, 1 2. Check it. Check. Record.
Just turns the D. The
stuff on. He's pounding. He's always shifting stuff. Then his music goes on for like half hour real loud. And that's it. You don't hear it for a while. It's like you must play that one half of an album. And I'm trying to think what to compare him to. Remember that Son of the Beach show?
Hi, I have throat cancer. It hurts to talk any other way. Cause I'm the man bad two man bad bad man.
And again,
we're here.
We're both Batman.
Wake up.
I'm British, but I'm
Welsh. I'm from Wales.
I'm from Britain.
I'm from Wales. Where are you from?
Right back your pants.
Hey, leave the one-eyed scorpion alone.
This is Batman.
No, this is Batman.
And you're listening to the House of Cuckoos.
The House of Cuckoos you are listening to.
I'm Batman.
I'm the Batman. Don't have your heart.
Sorry, I'm okay.
Alright.
Yeah, I'm the Batman.
Yeah, well, I'm the Batman.
Stupid shit.
Batman.
Rebellion begins with earplugs.
Stop listening!
Not our show.
Keep on listening. Keep them smiles listening. Keep tomorrow hoping. Keep that door open. For opportunity doesn't knock anymore, he just walks the fuck in.
He does?
I'm calling the police!
I need me some opportunities.
Yeah, that's my spinach! He stole my spinach wagon!
Oh.
Guy who wears fantasy football.
Looks like it too. Glasses, that shirt. My God, it's just like a rainbow.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm the Rainbow Man. How are you?
Wow, you don't seem to be the Rainbow Man. Like, you know, what's rainbow now? What's rainbow?
You're not very colorful rainbow. You're a lot of just blues and reds and tans.
Have you seen my glasses? I'm here as the Rainbow Man. I know what's different colors. You see me? I'm the Rainbow Man. I know my colors. My colors aren't all rainbow, but I'm mostly a rainbow. Watch me dance.
Doesn't he look kind of familiar? Urban hippie sounds familiar.
I don't know what that is.
Is he dressed up like the Rainbow Man? Is this what he does after the holidays?
Is that rainbow with me?
You can't touch me.
I gotta believe. I gotta leave.
I may have stumbled upon something.
What the hell are you doing all the time? Hey.
Hello.
I'm too high.
I'm too high. Too high? Is it low? Is it good enough?
Wrong. You were in the better one, which is the second one.
I was the best second and the first of the last.
That's why your voice kept going up.
Because it is this here, Jonathan.
You're no one special. Kimono kilt wearing clogged shoe.
I migrated. That's why it's, I migrated from one town to the next. Yeah, fix it, make it, whatever. We migrated from Painesville about 4 or 5 generations ago.
Great blues player Pooh Winky here live on Blues Tonight. Blue Boo Pinky. Pooh Winky. How you doing? Pumpkin. Frightened little child. Alright, yeah. Chair seaters.
The Dolph Lundgrens and the Lung Dolphins.
Just a little longer. I'll sing songs a little longer.
Bon Jovi impersonator, Ralph Flory.
Everyone loves you, Michael. Show them your pumpernickel.
Pumpernickel. I like your hat.
Show them your pumpernickel.
Did you put it on filming?
Yes.
Sin City, maybe I will sleep another day. In the city that sleeps in the jungle, where I weep, I see myself, and I don't know what I am playing, but I'll improvise a song.
I know what I'm playing.
Tell them about the other time you were on the beach.
Yeah, fuck it.
Afternoon, I see the sun. afternoon, I stare up into the sun. Everyone makes Jesus smile and say, who's that motherfucker changing my message? Who's that motherfucker changing all those breveries, those properties inside?
And there, I totally lost where I was going with that.
It was like I was actually high while playing. I was just trying it on for size. I started singing about Jesus, so I definitely don't want that in my song.
No, you weren't making
it. It's the only thing I could rhyme at that time.
You weren't making it that way.
I wasn't making it.
It's like killing animals to killing humans, you know, the rationality.
Speak to the sage for a minute. Let him enlighten you. I'm going to watch you speak to the sage.
My best recommendation when driving with me, when I'm driving at the wheel, is to always, always sit as if crash is imminent.
Yeah.
Always sit defensively.
You can't be tense.
Like, oh shit. No, but poised. You don't want to be tense. You want to be poised while driving with me.
All the drunks that get in crashes.
No. You drive poised. Aware. You drop your seat back and go limp.
Oh, you don't mean sexually? No.
You need help with anything?
The stupid vending machine won't let go of the candy.
Well,
you want to help?
Well, I don't want you to shake it. What if it tips over and falls on you?
Well, that's what I need the help for.
Well, what if it falls on us and we die? It's a tip hazard.
All right, then get to the next guy. You stupid machine.
There's something wrong with it, pal?
Yeah, I'm trying to get this machine so I can get the candy out.
Oh, I see it dangling there.
Thanks, yeah, I'm trying to shake it one more time.
Just put another dollar in there, spit out two, and I'll pay you for this one.
No, I didn't pay for any of it. I was just shaking to see what would come out.
Oh, go before I call the police now, huh? Come on.
All right, hey.
Come on, move along. Come on, you bastard.
All right, then get to the next guy.
Oh, hey, buddy, what are you doing over there, huh?
This candy machine ain't letting go of the candy for me here. I'm just trying to shake it out that way.
Hey, it's my territory, huh?
Huh?
It's my vending machines. I scope them out.
Oh, I didn't see you around here before.
I haven't seen you in this spot before. I'm always around here. This is my hotel I stay at. I keep an eye on the vending machines. I shake them down.
I got one candy bar. I'm grabbing it.
Hey, get back here. Give me that.
Let go of my coat. I got it.
That's my of candy stealer. Candy stealer's always running off into the sunset with a candy that ain't theirs. Candy stealers. Candy stealers.
Tune in every Sunday at 7 p.m. on WTHC TV 69 in Cleveland. Coming up next, Jonas and the Whale Next Door.
Man, if you don't shut up, I'm gonna eat you.
It's the House of Geekies Radio Show.
Dentists clean their own teeth?
I think dentists have other dentists clean their dentist's teeth. I'm glad they named this after pizza. Pizza strings?
What is it?
P-I-Z-Z dot strings.
Oh, pizzicato strings.
I say pizza!
Because you hit them tap-tap or you can hold them. If mud don't grow on trees, why do banks have branches?
Frontum.
Seriously, Uncle? That's the best you got?
Easter Bunny. Rabbits don't lay eggs.
Seriously, Uncle? That's the best you got? Why didn't the coyote just buy dinner at the restaurant instead of spending on all the acne crap? Mars quakes.
Is that it?
Yeah. You know, you're on Mars, earthquakes, people get it. What do I gotta say? I don't gotta explain nothing. I've been there already. Why does that towel go in the dirty clothes basket after you use it getting out of the shower when you're clean?
Would you want to use a towel that I use to wipe my ass with?
You're clean, technically.
Do you still want to put your face where my ass was? Do you want to put your face where your ass was? Not I!
Well, my parents always said that's pretty much where it was already, way up there, my head. Speaking only one language should make you lingual. Do they garnish the wages of a in-debt parsley farmer?
Ha ha ha. Sounds like they're singing ha ha.
Thank you. The angels laughed at that one.
The holy laugh. The host.
You put suits in a garment bag and put garments in a suitcase. Why? The minutes on movies should include the trailer time and commercials. Could Noah have had woodpeckers on the ark?
He could have. He could have. He could have had them.
The washing soap contains real lemons. The lemon juice contains artificial flavoring.
A return to the show, West of the Rockies here. Hopping on the hype to the next step level. You gotta remember that this is where we broadcast from the extra step that goes to the next level up top, you know, between satellite and Earth and the next level of the other planets that go beyond. It'd be quite right, quite nice. Go from city to city, upon the countryside, and up into space with us. It's going to be a really good time if you want to sign up. Just cost you your clothes. You're calling who now? I gotta go.
Bald people's dandruff.
Can people who have no hair get dandruff? Can you? Yeah, their hair can get flaky.
My pig pulled his hamstring.
Oh, how about his calf?
That's going too far. Might be free gifts. The definition of gifts is that it's free.
Yeah.
I'm always wondering what would happen to the sea's water level if every boat in the world was suddenly lifted out of the water. Ships and all included. The gravitational pull. Seriously, all the boats, everything in the water pulled up. What kind of a suction would happen at once? That's a good villain plot line. I'm gonna write that down. Forget I said this, guys. Don't record this.
I'll get that script to Hollywood one day, or my name's not 75-year-old Jones.
75-year-old.
Carrots are more orange than an orange. Why don't we call oranges carrot-colored? Man, Tarzan had no beard. Why didn't Tarzan have a beard? That don't tell you something? Tarzan didn't have a beard. Who's Tarzan?
Tarzan? He was a plant.
Is there any other kind of sewage besides raw sewage?
It's raw. No, well, raw, yeah, there's processed sewage, right? Well,
that should smell delicious. Stuttering people don't stutter when they talk to themselves. I don't think so.
No, I don't. Because I'm not nervous when I talk to myself.
Yellow?
Hello?
I think my grandpa would say that on the phone when he picked
Hello?
It up. No other accent other than being from Hello? Northern Ohio.
Hello?
An old Irish Catholic.
What?
When he wanted to be.
Who?
And he'd be like, Yellow! Hi, yeah, this is. And he would speak normal.
But Fuzzy Niner's dad would say that too whenever he would answer the phone. Yellow? Yellow?
It's a very, yeah, especially when they overpronounce it.
Yellow?
Unless I thought he thought it was funny or I don't know. Maybe he just couldn't say H.
You call it yellow.
He would
yellow.
Say, what the hell are you doing? So I know you can say hell, like hello.
You say yellow hello.
But what? Hello, it's Al's Google's radio
it
show yells? Live on a Saturday.
Live? It's Saturday?
It's yes, it's a Saturday for people to try to have a moment of insanity of in a fun way that lets your mind go. It's been
well,
a rough week
actually,
for a lot of people, a different week. And
Sunday
week.
In other places of the world right now.
I know, I'm saying from us, we're a Saturday feeling.
We are, or a Sunday... On. Or the eaves. Reeling in the eaves.
Right,
but yeah, we are in...
Looking for an escape into a Saturday bubble.
Well, that's where we are. We are in the Saturday
right,
hemisphere.
Right, we're bringing the bubble to them.
We're in the
we
Saturday hemisphere.
We don't want to give them
hemisphere.
The analytics of the House Cougars radio shows behind the scenes.
Well, here it is.
We have to pay for that DVD.
The numbers behind the...
We don't want to show them that for free. We give them the show for free, but if they want behind the scenes...
Well,
you know, like Cheech and Chong, it's just a meet and greet, and then we saw it was, what, like $300
yeah.
a person or something.
Whoa.
We really want to get near people. That was before coronavirus.
$300 a handshake.
I think that was it. You get your picture, hang out for like a couple minutes. Obviously, you wouldn't smoke with them at the theater.
Hey guys, I got the best
Yeah, okay.
I got blunts. You want to smoke some
Said
blunts.
All 20 people ahead of you that had the money from selling weed.
Yeah,
that's how they were
blunts,
able to pay.
Man. They're all here. Just take one for the ride.
It's time for yoga with Sydney.
Come on, Sydney. Wake up. Sydney. Wake up, Sydney. Good boy. Good boy. All right, Sydney. Teach them yoga. All right, boys. Teach them yoga. Come on. Come on. Show them. Show them. Show them crouching tiger. Sniffing dog.
He's dragging his butt.
Oh, no. Not the scooting boot. No, no. No, no. No, no. Octung, baby. Octung, baby.
He saw a cat.
All right, well, okay. That's the end of our show.
Yoga with Sydney today.
Guy, get me off this rock, you cocksucker.
That's not a Scottish accent. That ain't an accent at all. That's just something from my head.
Scotland. Scotland. It's Scott.
That's close. That's as close as I'm going to get to a Scottish accent.
Look. Lookness.
Back off.
How are you? You're telling me you don't believe?
Telling me. Telling me, the Greeks or the Alexandrians?
You're telling me?
Ptolemy?
Not you're telling me.
Ptolemy?
You're telling me.
Oh, I thought you were talking about.
You're telling me. You're telling me. You're telling me there's a you're telling me in Greek philosophy?
Ptolemies. The Ptolemies.
It was
the
Ptolemy.
Cleopatra was a Ptolemy.
Then who was Ptolemy?
That was that guy that lived up the street.
So Ptolemy was not a Greek philosophy?
He could have been Ptolemy.
So Ptolemy is not Greek, but he is a German fellow up the road?
Yes, who knows all about the Ptolemies.
Rich Ptolemy.
Yes, I'm telling you about Rich Ptolemy.
Well, let's say hi to Rich Ptolemy.
Rich Ptolemy. Hello. He's a listener. We'll just refer to him. He called in. He wanted to say hi, but he never wants to be on the air.
You're telling me doesn't want to be on the air?
No, Rich, you're telling me doesn't like to be on the air. He'll call in, but we have to do it off air.
So how are we supposed to interview you, telling me?
No, he's nobody to interview. He's a caller.
So is he on the line now?
No.
So when will he be on the line?
When we go off air, he'll call in.
You're telling me he's going to call us when we go offline?
I'm telling you that Rich telling me he's going to call us and tell us about the Ptolemies. He's offline.
Rich. He's Rich, you're telling me.
Rich, you're telling me?
Yes.
Yeah, but he's going to tell us about the Ptolemies.
So Rich, you're telling me knows the Ptolemies, but you're telling me was not a Greek philosophy, you're saying?
It's not the Greek philosophy. It could have been. I don't know. I'm not well-versed in all the forms of Greek philosophy.
Well, then how do you know Ray Ptolemy?
Ray Ptolemy?
Yeah.
Ontology?
Yeah. Ray Ptolemy. Ray...
Michael Ontology?
Mike Ontology.
Yeah, Mike Ontology?
Mike Ontology.
And Ray,
Lewis.
You're telling me? No. The other...
Ray Teleological.
Mike Ontological. Mike Ontology. Richie telling me.
Mike Ontology.
Ray Teleological knows Mike Ontology and Richie telling me.
So you're telling me.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm telling you. Richie telling me.
Yes, Richie telling me.
When we go off air, he's going to call us and talk about the Ptolemies.
The Ptolemies.
Who?
Richie telling me.
Richie telling me is friends with Mike Ontology.
Mike Ontology.
Who knows Ray Teleological.
Ray Teleological knows Mike Oncology.
No, Ontology. Mike Ontology.
Right, Mike Oncology.
Oncology. That's Mike Oncology. Yes. It's his diet brother.
Oh, no, cousin. Sorry, that's his doctor cousin.
I thought it was his diet cousin.
It could be.
Like you have a cousin and a diet cousin, like pop and diet pop, or soda and diet soda.
Diet soda. Or pop, or soda pop.
Johnny Popovich. Remember him?
Juan beat off.
Juan beat off one twice.
That was like negative Juan?
Right. Without a negative.
Without a negative, but a plus.
Plus one.
Plus Juan.
I'm gonna want to find 77 North after this, or 76 West. It's 277 to 76 West. 76 West, 77. We're goodbye past 71 and 271, but 77 is where we're going. 77 and 7 and 7 and all those 7s, and 76 and 77 and 277. Together again, it's the 7, that's the interjection of beatings. That's the highway where you get beat down. It's one of the worst traffic areas in the world.
So you mean you're touring all the major highways in Ohio is to have a 7 in them?
7. It's. I have to beat the record. Beating the record of the 77 7s is the only way to do it.
What year did that happen?
77. And so I know it's.
Thanks for cows.
Ohio Cano.
Indeed. So you guys are recording the house of Cuckoo.
Yes.
We are.
We might as well be cuckoo ourselves.
Please,
yeah.
Every day.
That's why we're happy you called in for our September episode.
You guys can start reality. Free DJ.
Pre-teen awards. No, we turned down the pre-teen awards show.
Yeah.
We don't want to wear makeup.
Gifts?
No, the pre-teen awards show.
Yeah, Gene Simmons.
He's hosting them instead of us.
I can see it all at the Chardon Square, everybody with their signs. Free DJ.
The football player, right? For the Cleveland Bacons.
You're right.
Yeah, and we could even start a protest at the courthouse.
Yeah, we could say...
Free Velocity Boy.
Free Velocity Boy.
Free Velocity Boy!
When they ask who you are, then we explain.
Yes, and you can get some, like, you know, like a little local celebrity status.
Yeah.
Everybody will know Velocity Boy left his mark on the town when he shit on High Street, right in the middle of the square.
Right next to the gazebo.
Right there, at the gazebo there, in Chardon Square.
Where I left my cake in the rain.
You know...
Where I left my cake in the rain.
And the funny thing is, okay, Antonio, it's a furry.
Furry.
You're jealous for. When I really have 8 questions to have, you know, everybody that I read them to, they're like, they all make sense.
They are logical,
but yet some people are still absurd no matter how much you point the logic out.
Some are proud of it, like us.
Some are proud of the absurd logic that is pointed out absurdly logically to those who are bellicose. Not Bela Lugosi, but bellicose.
Bela Veins?
Yes, the Belavanians.
Bellicose Veins?
Bellicose Veins.
Yeah.
Or you got veins.
When was the last time you went for a swim?
One time I fell off of a diving board.
On purpose?
I was trying to do a double backflip and my head hit the concrete.
The back of your head or the front of your head?
Both.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Impressive.
Did you end up hitting the water at all?
I wasn't trying to hit the water. I was trying to hit the concrete.
Oh, so you hit your target.
Yes.
You were spot on. And what did the judges award you?
The concrete judges.
The concrete judges were pissed. Concrete diving. They had to put new concrete.
Concrete diving. Yeah.
They're all Italian bricklayers.
it's soft concrete. We just fresh poured.
Tony, you can make bricks and you can film it and I'll break the bricks with my head.
That'll work.
That'll work.
We got the new Three Stooges.
Easy Stones. BM.
Do you have a song to sing the audience?
Yeah, do you sing us a song?
I'll do my best.
Okay, awesome.
The one day I was slipping away, but then I was moving to California.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
But then I came home where the buffalo roam and Jerry Garcia turned gay.
Yeah!
But one day, Tom O'Pack came up in his car. He said, "The general needs rock. Don't you know it? Don't you feel it? I'm gonna start a poop band in jail."
Call him Tom O'Pets.
Yeah, or the Velocity Boys.
The Velocity Brothers. I can actually call it Tom O'Pet, but I just changed the name by one letter.
Tom Mopet? It's about to be lunchtime here at the House of Cuckoos, and we're going to get some nibble on there.
Yeah, we're going to go find some nibblets.
What are you doing?
We're going to wrap it up with you.
We're going to go find some dinner lunches.
Dinner and lunch? That would be brunch.
A lunch dinner.
Lunner.
Linner. We're going for some linner.
We want to thank you for being on the House of Cuckoos.
Yes, we do. Show. You are always welcome to call in anytime.
Any final words to all your fans out there in the Cuckoo Land?
I didn't even get a chance to do anything.
Oh, you've said a lot, and they want to hear everything you have to say.
Huh? Hold on, card guys.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm sorry, guys.
We have to go grab some grub from our local sponsor, the Asswax brand fast food chain.
Assburgers.
Okay. Yeah, we're getting an Assburger. Any final words for your fans out there? You do have fans.
You have words.
Say hello or goodbye or
people like you.
I have one thing to say.
And what is that one thing you have to say?
Please tell us.
You need to know.
Don't let the cheeseburger fall down.
Very good.
Don't let the cheeseburger fall down.
Do
those are the words of wisdom from Velocity Boy.
Here
on the House of Cuckoos. Thank you and thank you.
All right, have some cheese.
Next day.
Why don't you give a shout out to the House of Cuckoos?
Okay. I give a shout out to Rock the Hook 299.7 WMMA. Don't shoot if it's too loud. You're too old.
Never too old with Velocity Boy.
Or the House of Cuckoos.
Or the House of Cuckoos.
Now come on, let's all go watch anime and eat Chinese food.
Naked Chinese food festivals.
Okay.
All right, brother.
All right,
bye, Tom.
Later.
Bye.
Well, we make our own culture, buddy. We tell the other culture to take a hike. This is our culture. We want to share our culture, the cuckoo culture. Are you part of the cuckoo culture?
Mm-hmm. It's like they used to call it throat culture, but that's not apropos now.
Oh, the throat culture.
Plus the name was taken.
Yeah, is that a band too?
Toast.
Toast. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. The band that sang Toast was throat culture.
Look it up. Look it up or wait till we play our Canadian Thanksgiving show coming up.
Because we'll play it then.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, yeah, Toast is the name of the song.
By a band named Throat Culture. Yeah, Throat Culture. I get it.
It's clever. If you just put Throat Culture in, you're going to get all virus-related stuff. But
just Google Throat Culture Toast song.
And enjoy.
Yes.
Headphones, please.
You should actually listen to it while you're making breakfast.
Of course, they probably put it on now.
Yeah, if you're making toast too, it'll be apropos.
I'm not supposed to play music on here, you know, like that.
No, we can. Toast to you for making fun of us. No, we're celebrating them. We do it every year. But that had nothing to do with Thanksgiving at all, right? That was just a song we found?
I think because we saw it performed on, it was a PBS thing it showed up on somewhere.
That day?
And it was something, yeah, and then we kept it in our tradition every year.
Okay.
And it kind of went, it was like Toast, the song, and the Tommy Wiseau's The Room are kind of like the two pieces that
fit.
It's like you listen to one and you go, oh, if you like that song, if I got a movie for
you. Yeah, if you think that song is great, but I'm not. It's not a masterpiece. It's just, it's so bad it's good kind of thing. Just like Tommy Wiseau's The Room.
Yes.
So bad it was good.
So, okay. Well, it's a House Cookies radio show, but just for a moment. We'll
the best, worst movie. And the best, worst song.
So we were talking about, we'll play a preview for you. It's called a Toast by Throat Culture. No disrespect to him, just enjoy the song. It's just some of the wording and everything's a bit odd to be bred.
Yeah, they look like soccer moms and dads.
So, enjoy the phrasings of things.
Yeah.
It's quite hilarious.
I'm pretty good at center rushing. That's the place I really star. Oh, I may not be, I'm not.
Toast! Fuck! Is this, yeah, see, this is like the worst best song. It's like a train wreck.
Yeah, I think we lost people on it, like you said. People hung up the phone on our, nope, now listen to this. End the show. Sometimes we torture the listeners. Like nice. We did, you know, with our back and forth.
Yes.
On air.
Arguments.
Thoughts, yes, as well as. And then we torture him with this music.
Toast! Pop!
Gonna go down, down, down. I won't come up until I'm brown.
Yeah. Until my tan. It's
going. Until my tan is showing or something.
Until my tan is showing. Yeah. Toast!
Toast!
Pop!
Nothing like, and you should see, once Butter gets involved, it's a, like, totally erotic song. You don't want to get into that.
Yeah. Rub the butter all up and down my toast. Da-da toast. Toast, toast. You want to toast, toast. Get my toast. You want to toss my toast on the plate. Come on.
Toast.
Butter my toast and then toss it up. What?
Yeah, I mean, the phrase either. I'm going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
I won't come up till I'm brown.
Mm-hmm. What are you eating, ass? I'm going down. I'm not coming up till I get brown. What the hell are you doing down there, buddy? What?
Looking for the butter, that's all.
You won't eat the ass end of a banana, but you'll eat ass? Oh, that's a little weird part. Yeah, the seeds. Little crunchy seeds at the end. A little bit. You won't eat that.
Well, the bananas, that's connected to the devil's anus. That's a different...
Devil's ass?
Yeah.
Is where the banana's connected?
Right, if you eat too many of them, you'll open up a butt portal.
A butt portal to the devil? Butt portal to Satan.
We brought down to junior high school level.
Dude, I don't know. I mean, if you're eating a bunch of bananas to get to a point where you open a portal in your ass
to Satan,
I think you're going to have, like, you're going to OD on potassium, I think, first. He's going to sing a song now about devil's anus in the bananas.
No, because then I would just be like Tenacious D. I'm not even we're fans. I'm just saying it, that they get into that kind of a...
We do too, man.
Contracts with the devil songs.
We're not talking about being in a contract. You were just talking about singing...
No, I had you sign it while you were in the bathroom.
Oh, you had me sign it while I was in the bathroom. I signed it, even though I didn't sign it.
Michael Sign It? Is that your name?
Michael Slogan.
Back when Dr. Antonio was a wee lad... He used to tie his shoes twice, but on either side. It wasn't a heel that he wanted to step on either.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's delusional.
Tell him.
He's crazy. It was a long time ago when I was a wee little lad. But I'm not a lad, I was a bambino. You know, about yay tall. Not too big, but not too small. I was able to walk before I could crawl.
He could.
I could talk big.
Hand crawling, too.
Yes, I was a hand crawler when I was a babe. I crawled on my hands.
Where'd you go?
I went to the hand store to get hand shoes.
As a kid?
As a kid, the hand shoes. You, hand shoe store?
the hand shoe store.
Yes. When all the babies, when it was the rage that you'd teach your babies to walk on their hands in the 70s, that little point there from like 70 to 70, yeah, somewhere there, it's 1970X to 1970X. Yeah. It was short-lived, but it was very impactful. Bell bottoms and hand shoes.
Gave them corns on their thumbs.
No, gave them corns on their hands. And they ate with their feet.
Ate ham with their feet.
Yes. Hand shoes. The 70s style, like, you know, Buster Brownish hand shoes. They were like suede-ish. Like, you know, weird.
Gotcha. Hush puppies.
Yeah.
Buster Brown.
Hand shoes.
And the Payless shoe store.
If they didn't have it, we didn't have it. We had a Buster Brown's then. And a
popcorn nightmares next door. The arcade you can't afford.
And the bowling alley where your grandmother scored. 300.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I thought it was the Coke.
So. Bowling. Oh, no, that was in the bathroom, but she scored 300 bowling.
Your grandmother scored what in the bathroom?
She scored 300 bowling. Whoa! Two tickets to paradise.
Tickets to Parma Heights.
Yes, two tickets to Parma Heights. Grab some money, we'll eat tonight.
Right, yeah, sorry. Josh is directing us. Stick to the script, he said.
The 70s, when we had weird clothing as children. Corduroy?
80s, yeah, early 80s.
Corduroy? You could start
some
fires.
Stuff carried over.
Well, yeah, in the 80s, but still.
The big brothers and sisters that wore it.
Corduroy. That
parents that wore it.
You heard people walking, like, with same thing with the 80s and the parachute pants. You could hear somebody walking. I mean, you can't sneak up on me in vinyl parachute pants, motherfucker. I could hear you a mile away. And your corduroy pants? Shit, you're gonna start a fire.
That's half the background sounds of Joni Mitchell's album. Is there a corduroy that was scraping from her elbow bumping her leg in her pants?
The weirdish brownish corduroy color. Weirdish color brown in the 70s there. That
like the Dwight Schrute almost cute. But he had like the 80s, 70s style or something.
Mm-hmm. Like the cusp there, like the 70s going into the 80s. He was trying to, like the 70s guy trying to learn how to dress in the 80s, but not quite getting there yet. Yeah.
Most supervisors.
Yes. I even seen 35-year-old supervisors dress like that.
Recently?
Thinking that they're like, you know, yeah, this is how that's
I'm
how
an
they
adult
were
now.
Yeah. Seriously. Supervisors dressed like that. That like, dude.
Yeah, you're like, wait, you're how old?
Yeah, why are you wearing those types of clothes? Well, this is what my father wore when he went to work when he was a.
Well, yeah, the what's his name from Parks and Rec? Ron Burgundy, right? Ron Burgundy.
Ron Swanson.
Swanson. Sorry.
Ron Swanson.
No, I was confusing that.
Bacon.
Yeah, you feel the part, the look, and the part. And
yes. Ron Swanson.
That's a man.
But yes, so we had weird clothes in the 70s. We did bell bottoms. Corduroy and the color schemes our parents would want to throw on us.
Well, it was
or our
shit.
Elders would.
They're going to say the same thing now. These
oh, yeah.
Clothes.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, if you actually go back and look at the 70s.
Yeah, it bled over.
Ugly clothes and hairstyles.
Class photos of the 80s, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, of course. I mean, the 80s had bad hair and a weird cut to the clothes. Dude, like, why are you trying to put angles and geometric shapes?
It's terrible.
Why does that power suit you're wearing, Brenda, look like a triangle? Why does it look like you're wearing a triangle jacket?
Triangle jacket.
Because your fucking shoulder pads kind of give it like a flat angle, certain ones. Why do you look like a sci-fi reject from a bad 80s late night horror film? Hmm?
You don't know fashion.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
I don't think people who claim to know fashion actually know fashion either.
Well, there's people that make it as art, then they make it into a design, makes it into actual clothing, then put it out there, and then from that point it becomes the whole.
You see some of these runways.
From there.
You see some of these runways, and these people are wearing oddball clothes that look like a Bjork
video. That's when
video.
It's just art.
It's like, no, that's
no,
not
actually
fashion.
Wearing it. You're showing art pieces in a way.
Well, that's, don't call it a fashion. That's not fashion.
But that's
nobody's
the
wearing
that's
that. I can't buy that in a store, so it's not fashion. If
well,
I can't
realize, they're like,
Yeah, I have this great realization that if we make mocks of this and sell it to Target, people will pay us for it.
If I can't wear that weird fucking outfit that looks like a dog turd but green with gold sparkles on it, then that's not fashion. I want to be able to wear that to dinner.
And be accepted for it.
Yes. This is high art fashion, then I want to be able to wear it and go to high class places. Well, what do you... Well, you can't come in here dressed like this. In. Do you understand that this is a $500,000 Lawn Pierre de June? I'm wearing it.
You can barely fit through the door, though.
Help me in. Help me in. This cost me $500,000. This is top-notch Milan runway modeling shit I'm wearing. God damn it. Yeah, the high...
That's why you're not in fashion, because of the...
High fashion...
You get too verklempt.
Verklempt? Verklempt? Verklempt?
Verklempt.
Yeah, clothes of the future, darling. That's what butterflies says. Ones that are shaped like dog poop in an ice cream cone, that's...
They'll go on you, like, there'll just be microbes that cover your body.
Yeah, that's screaming microbes.
That's only when they're dying.
Yeah, your clothes are dying. Time for a new shirt. Don't be so gauche.
Gauche and long.
Gauche and bam. Majira. Hello? Answer the telephone. That's a telephone from 1952. You answer the damn phone.
Walking
it's time for school. He's singing
walking
funny songs
the
now.
Doorbell I go.
Do you want to hear Urban Hippie strum a guitar and sing songs to you? Because he's got music in the background, too, playing. If he's going to do that, he's got to do that. What am I doing here? What am I doing? It's just a habit.
We'll get it in.
No.
Maybe tell them a story of some sort.
We were talking about our ugly clothes when we were kids.
Well.
We had, shirts.
Down a little bit.
That looked like the colorful linoleum tile. You ever see, remember like the weird like splashes of linoleum tile? It just like looked like different pieces of colors chopped up and put in stuff. That's no. What our shirts look like. Similar
no,
to the,
I,
the nature stone where...
So much got suppressed at that time.
So he says.
What was going on.
I remember everything. Self-repression. Repress those feelings.
Well, everything's of the self is how the mind does itself.
Oh, yeah.
Protect itself.
Chickity check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself. Chickity check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself. Ding, ding, ding. Catch you with a smile. Aren't you like a little child? Such a little boy, just when he knows. Oh, he's gone.
Those aren't the words, though.
No, I'm just making up shit. Sounds. I'm just making up sounds. I don't remember the words.
We're talking about suppression, repression, and depression.
Suppression, and impressions of...
Any that bums you out, death session. You know, any of that
fucking
stuff.
Ugly clothes, man. The colors.
Clothes are always ugly when you get out of the time frame.
Yeah.
Some stuff looks ridiculous, and then the only reason some of us remember is because you watch television shows.
And some,
wearing
some styles were good. Like the fucking bell bottoms, the platform shoes, the fucking butterfly collars. That was ugly. That smelled like fucking stale man and beer.
But that's the people you might have seen coming up.
Yes, it was. It was the people I was surrounded by. Family, friends. As a kid, you know, family, friends, friends
but
of the
I'm
family.
But I'm saying all looks change. And then plus 70s came out of the 60s, so we're still in that kind of reactionary.
That ugly coloring.
Reactionary of.
Yeah, like the coloring.
Bursting, earthy tones.
Yeah, the
that's
colors.
That's why the 80s went to a sharp reaction, and once they went
neon and pastel,
they totally brightened it up and shortened the songs and everything else.
Well, that was punk, was really short.
Well, yeah, but new wave too broke down. It was just doing technic, yeah, like that, just in a technic beat.
Yeah. Don't you want
one
me?
One was a crossover of the two, so they.
Don't you want me, baby?
Punk.
Don't you want me? Oh! And she did a rap song.
Working in a toaster in a cocktail mine.
in a cocktail when mine. I met you. She was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you.
Don't you want ham?
Don't you want ham? You could have it on rye bread with some cheese if you like, said Swiss. Put some Swiss cheese.
Correct. The coke went bled over into the 80s and became short duration. So the weed and the lewds went down.
Yeah, the lewds and the weeds and the LSDs and the shrooms.
And then it became faster, and then businesses started rolling with Reagan and Reaganomics and get cutting a bunch of stuff for the wealthy.
Yeah.
That's not criticism, I'm just saying what happened. And they're, you
know, that's not criticism,
no,
I'm saying
no,
what
I don't want to get people jumped. I'm not going political, I'm just saying that's how it worked.
Yeah.
And there was such an investment boom, and everybody, and then junk bonds, everything else started hitting, all the stuff that started tumbling down. That's why 87 crashed.
Mm-hmm.
And then it rebuilt again. But through all that, there was still the glitz living it over. That's why the glam metal took over.
Oh, in the 80s,
then
there.
Then you
have
and then rap was coming up under it, you know.
Well, you had good, you had
the
good 90s, rap out
then.
Then,
you know, they said, no, we're taking this off.
Yeah.
Nirvana and all them busted out.
Culturally. As you
that's
are,
not talking to the 90s
as you were,
as I want you. So it came in, yeah, but that whole rush of everything.
And then it went to heroin. Everything slowed down again.
Well, the 90s hit.
Yeah, everything was like, you know, whoa, life sucks, man.
Well, life's reflective, but the, unfortunately,
introspective, slacker.
It was like the hippies.
We were the slacker generation.
To break away, but then they're like, well, this guy's just smashing things and he's wasted.
Yeah.
That's not hippies. You know what I mean? So it was the same.
We just became the slacker generation. We were just fed up with the bullshit of the boomer stuff before.
Right, I mean, the decoration.
Yeah, it's
but
like,
then there was the underlying dark wave came out.
Mm-hmm. Well, the dark wave was there.
They're wearing all their makeup.
Yeah, the dark wave was
in
the. Well, that's not dark wave.
No,
the dark wave.
Look, I'm saying in the style.
It was part of the new wave.
No. Yeah. I'm not classifying by that.
Oh,
reason.
You mean
I'm
like
just
the gothic
through the 90s.
Look. Yeah, the gothy, the industrial.
People were against it after we left all the 80s flash and
yes.
all the glitz and all the material you had to wear, the
yes.
gold and all that.
Oh, yeah, CK1 and CKB, heroin chic, yes. Yes, that was the 90s, heroin chic.
Mm-hmm.
And we would make fun of it then, too.
Yeah.
Like, how did this become fucking the end thing?
Because it went for the art style.
Ah, what a time, yeah. I mean, the 90s were fun, though.
You were to be a piece of art.
Yeah.
Well, that's because we were focused on more art than we are looking at what people say online about politics.
Well, we didn't have the internet then.
No, we actually just went out and like, wow, look, stars. I wonder what the first people thought. We had that opportunity, but look at the incoming, you know.
To look up stuff, we had to go with Dewey. We had to go ask the Dewey Decimal System or a librarian. You got these books? No, but we got it on Microfinch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, university. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just moved it
hey
to the 2000s.
The days of Kate Moss, yes.
The old Kate Moss, yeah.
Yes.
The new Kate Moss is, I think she's eating a sandwich or two more.
Yeah, I don't know.
She she wasn't married to Johnny Depp.
I don't remember.
She's with Tim, I think, right? Don't they have a kid together? Wait, who did he marry? I forget which one he was with.
He was with Amber Heard. Now he's going to fuck her over.
No, I'm talking about who
thankfully.
He had his daughter with.
French girl. The when he lived in France.
I can't remember.
Tiger Lily? No, that's in excess.
Isn't that his daughter?
In excess, yeah.
Oh.
Tiger Lily.
I get confused.
Yeah, I know. No, I don't know who all these celebrities
kids are.
Cohabitate with and have sex with. I don't really.
Why not?
Get too much into it.
If they told you, you would care.
Well, if I was actually friends with the celebrity.
Get
and
this, man. I had sex with this person and this person. That's how I figure celebrities talk.
Yeah. What, like Gene Simmons? Everybody talks like Gene Simmons? I'm Gene
even
Simmons.
Women, yeah.
I had sex with lots of people. I had thousands of women. In my life, I'm Gene Simmons, and I've had lots of sex with lots of women.
Just ask my wife.
Yes, I am Gene Simmons. Yes, we know that. We've heard you the 6,722 other times,
Gene. Put some ice cubes in a cereal.
Oh, I'm Gene. I gotta have, like, you know, my cereal ice cubed. What else did he do that was weird?
Everything.
Am I the only one that puts ice cube in my cereal? Yes! I listen to Ice Cube when I eat my cereal. I don't put Ice Cube in the cereal. I listen to Ice Cube.
And that's what folks get to see the rest of their week as they go through their news feeds and that. Until they tune into the Oz Cooper's the following week. hopefully escape that for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully it'll be, you won't lose your minds too much or get too wound
no.
up.
No. Chickity check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself. That's a fact.
Stay aware, stay effective, stay involved the best you can without getting too,
Stay happy and be cuckoo.
Yeah, that's to try to have a laugh when you can.
Yeah, don't let
your
the world.
Your best medicine is laughter.
Don't. Your best medicine?
It is, y'all.
Hey, did you see that? Tommy Wiseau actually posted a picture of him and Chadwick.
Yes, rest in peace, Chadwick.
Bossman to get together. He's really nice. I didn't know he was able to rub that type of elbows.
Surprised, saw the room too. Mm-hmm. Any actors seen the room?
Oh yeah. God, we love you, Tommy. Tommy Wiseau, the room. Yeah, hi there, Black Panther. Hi. Oh hi. Oh, hi, Chadwick.
Is this what you imagined?
Yeah. Oh, hi, Chadwick. I'm Tommy Wiseau. Oh, I know, I saw you. Yeah. You know, I did not hear her. I did not. Yeah. And that's Chadwick doing the impression of him. Here's my impression of you, Tommy. Yeah. So I saw that. I'm like, that's cool. Tommy actually.
He wrote this.
Yeah. Yeah. Chadwick actually wrote the book. Like, don't tell them I gave you the money all these years ago.
Oh, no, that's right. I mean, you just wrote the script of what they said. Yeah. But yeah, that was... You took it from some student, film student. We're not here at the House Cuckoos. We are the...
We are the...
We're not failed art students. We're just still dragging our asses on.
We are lifelong art students.
Correct. Making everything experimental, film, and beyond.
We are the infinite student.
Let us be your experimental head frame, but we will see you next week. Until then, at House of Cuckoos at all locations.
Every location on the internet? Yeah, at House of Cuckoos.
Yeah, I think the House of Cuckoos on Facebook.
Something, yeah.
That's
something.
It. Hear the show. Hey, everybody, thank you.
Toodaloo.
Thank you when you can. We'll let it get to you.
We love you. Cuckoo.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever.
Don't you
want
to listen to House of
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, fuck it.